Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Savannah, Georgia is dealing with its 22nd homicide of the year. That's nearly twice the number it had at this time last year. The victim, a 43-year-old mother of two, was shot to death the day before Mother's Day. Savannah has one of the highest murder rates in Georgia, 53 last year, up nearly 70% from 2014. The city also has a new police chief who believes that years of police corruption is part of the problem, and he's trying to gain back public trust. Gabrielle Ware from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
God, in our pursuits for justice, help us.
A small crowd gathers at Asbury Memorial Methodist Church to pray for strength. The event is Sharon Stark's idea. Her 22-year-old son, Christopher, was murdered last year on the campus of Savannah State University, where he was a football player. Now his mother is begging law enforcement to catch his killer.
I need some answers concerning my son's murder. So if they are willing to sit down with me, for us to work together to try to get this young man off the streets, you know, it would be a blessing.
Christopher Starks was one of 53 people murdered in Savannah last year. The fact that many of the killers are still on the loose is not lost on Police Chief Joseph Lumpkin. He's been on the job for a little more than a year now and says his officers are not getting the kind of information they need to solve the murders. Witnesses, he says, just won't come forward.
One of the challenges we face, and it's a significant challenge, is the loss of public trust and legitimacy from the police. The worst, I've seen it in the four or five departments that I have been a member of. Some corruption issues that occurred, people were imprisoned.
For more than a decade, former police chief Willie Lovett collected bribes, protected a gambling ring, and generally obstructed law enforcement. In 2014, Lovett was convicted on charges of extortion and gambling and sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. But the damage to the police department was already done. Officers that attempted to end corruption allegedly were forced to resign. The department began hemorrhaging good cops. Last year, almost 130 positions went unfilled. Again, current police chief Joseph Lumpkin.
Many good officers probably left because they didn't like what was occurring. We have authorized 605 positions sworn. But the former human resource director told me that we had not been at full staff in over 15 years.
Lumpkin says not having enough officers makes it hard to close cases. According to the FBI, in 2014, the Savannah Police Department successfully closed just 21% of homicides. That compares to 64% nationally. And when criminals aren't being arrested, they keep committing crimes, essentially asking officers,
what are you going to do?
That's criminologist J.R. Roberts. He runs a Savannah Security Strategies company and used to serve on the city's public safety task force. He says police can't tackle a high crime rate alone. They need community help.
Front lines of that very often would be the business owner or the tenant at the apartment complex who sees a problem.
Coffee with a Cop, a chance for police and community members to chat over a hot drink, was started in February of this year. It's an attempt to improve a strenuous relationship with the community. Police are also leaning on technology to fight crime. They've been using ShotSpotter, equipment that can pick up the sound of gunfire and give a location so police are able to follow up. They're also planning to add cameras at high traffic areas.
So if a shot is fired at intersection X and Y, the cameras turn towards there and the lights illuminate.
There has been some good news on the crime front in Savannah. For the first time in 16 years, the city's police department is now at full force. And during a recent 6-week period, Savannah police officers working jointly with U.S. Marshals arrested more than 140 of the city's most violent offenders. Police Chief Joseph Lumpkin says he hopes his department's efforts, including new officers and new technology, will help lower the crime rate. For Here and Now, I'm Gabrielle Ware in Savannah.